Many of us notice that when we begin practices of circadian health and quantum health, that our animals naturally follow along. Today's guest and I are going to talk about that, as well as her personal story of healing from Lyme disease. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Evolving Wellness Podcast. My name is Sarah, and today I have Jackie Jolie here on the show. We are going to talk about first her journey to quantum and circadian biology, how this helped her to heal from Lyme disease and stay Lyme disease free for the last number of years, and then her work with animals. Her work day to day is with animals, and she started to notice that a lot of these principles that she used to heal herself could be transferred over to animals, that our pets are getting sicker and sicker at younger ages. Yes, because a lot of them are being fed a really poor diet, but a lot of them are kept indoors under artificial lights near Wi-Fi all day while their owners are at work. So today, again, we're going to talk about that, some healing modalities that she has discovered and is now offering that I think you're going to find a lot of interest in. So make sure to head down to the show notes and get all of Jackie's information so you can be notified in the future when she comes out with more of this information. But for now, enjoy today's episode. Today's show is brought to you by Upgraded Formulas. They have my absolute favorite magnesium. You can get the best and only clinically studied stabilized nano magnesium supplement on the market from Upgraded Formulas using my code YOGI for 10% off. Did you know that magnesium is actually required for over 800 enzymatic reactions in the body? This clinically studied magnesium has proven to improve sleep quality and energy by over 60%, specifically improving light sleep measurement by 90%, REM sleep by 150%, and deep sleep by 250%. More energy, better mood, and deeper sleep. Who doesn't want that? What makes this the best on the market? This specific magnesium is nano magnesium, which means it is easier for your body to absorb and use. In fact, it is absorbed up to 99.99%, which means you'll feel the results instantaneously and you'll see them too. Viva Rays, I love their circadian glasses for helping me keep my circadian rhythms on track. You can use code YOGI to save 15% over at Viva Rays. Now, a lot of glasses out there are not really what they say they are. And when you want to protect your health, your circadian health especially, which impacts your hormones, impacts your mood, your ability to sleep, and just basically be the best version of yourself, you really want to make sure that you are getting what is advertised. And I am personal friends with the owner of the company and know that he tests his lenses to actually block the frequencies of light, the blue and the green, that can be the most disruptive of your circadian rhythm. So make sure you check out Viva Rays. Use the code YOGI to save 15%. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Evolving Wellness Podcast. Today, I am bringing on somebody. I've actually been following her since I got into quantum and circadian health. So it's been many years here, and we're actually finally just talking in person, and I'm so excited. So Jackie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've also been following you for a while. You were still Carnivore Yogi when I first started following you, which I thought was super cool. And you, like I said earlier, you've done a phenomenal job of paving the path and helping so many women. And your story is the proof in the pudding, the light story. So I'm really excited to be here on your platform as well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you just mentioned before we turned on the camera, I didn't even know that you had dealt with Lyme and that was part of your story. And so I'm super excited to hear your story and delve into that, because it's one of those things people keep on getting diagnosed with and people are afraid of. And they're like, I can't go in my yard because I don't want to get bit by ticks, and I don't want to go hiking. I don't want to get bit. And like, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, most definitely. We can do that. Is that where you'd like to get started?
Yeah, let's start there. If you're comfortable, or if you want to, if there's anywhere else you want to start with.
No, I'm totally cool with that. So I have been an equine and canine body worker I'm going into my 13th year. And basically a body worker is like a physical therapist for horses and dogs. Some people know that exists, some people don't. We have chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, veterinarians, all of that for our animals, especially on the performance side. So just like our football players and our professional athletes have a whole team taking care of them, in the professional animal world, they have, or they should have, the exact same thing. So I got a degree in it. It's a wonderful job. It's a really rewarding job. I've always loved animals my whole life. And I thought I was going to become a vet, and life kind of took its own path and turned me into what I have now, which was meant to happen. So because of that job, since I look at the animals kind of holistically, the whole body of what's going on, I already kind of got led into a more natural and holistic lifestyle in general. I was outside working on animals. I rode horses, tried to eat a rather healthy diet for your 20s and 30s, right? And believed in the idea of acupuncture and body work and maybe some herbal tinctures, and just always had the desire to look at what was natural first for my body for healing versus like medications or surgeries or anything like that. Same with the horses and their treatment. That should always be like last case resort. So life's going pretty great, feeling pretty normal and healthy until 5 years ago, I got diagnosed with Lyme disease. And I did have a tick that bit me, and we caught it rather early. So I think that's where I got lucky. And I also think that I was relatively healthy for your typical American at the time as well, to where I didn't get the really bad like neurological symptoms. Some people get paralyzed, some people have some really bad issues. And my mom actually has chronic Lyme, so I already knew a little bit about the condition. And luckily, my doctor at the time, general practitioner, but she leans a little bit into acupuncture and some herbals. My doctor was actually a horse person, so that's where she was kind of like, I came in with a bunch of symptoms of like irritability, fatigue, hormonal stuff, just stuff that was like really off the charts and weird for me, especially the irritability. Like, that was not me. I would cut people's heads off, right? And so she was like, I'm going to test you for Lyme disease. Sure enough, came back positive. It'd been maybe like 3 months since my bite from hiking. Never got a rash or anything like that, which most people don't get. And so she sat me down and she's like, okay, we're going to put you on 3 months of antibiotics. And I was like, whoa. I had maybe had like a week's worth of antibiotics like once or twice ever in my whole, I was 35 at this point. So, you know, I already knew a little bit about the microbiome, and the antibiotics could really just like tear that apart. And so I wasn't resonating with wanting to go with that recommendation. And I gave her a little bit of pushback and was like, you know, are there any other options? And she's like, well, look, go online and do some research. Come back in 2 weeks, because we needed to test for all of the co-infections as well. So she took that blood work that day. No co-infection. And so I went and did some research, you know, looked up a bunch of information, and basically everybody had said, you know, the antibiotics are not, they're not, and if they, even if you think that they kill the Lyme bacteria, they're going to leave you with so many other symptoms afterwards because of what it does to your gut. And I found a bunch of herbal techniques online too through Dr. Stephen Buhner, Buhner, in case you do come across anybody with Lyme disease. He was like a wizard of an herbalist. He just passed last year, so we really lost a pioneer wizard. But he's been working with the Lyme industry and community for 20 years. And so he has a whole protocol of herbal tinctures to take that helps kill the biofilms, the actual bacteria, supports the immune system. And so I had already decided I was going to jump on that bandwagon anyways when I went back to the doctor. But when I went back to her, I stayed curious, and I was like, okay. I was like, if I take the 3 months of antibiotics and I come back and I'm still positive for Lyme, then what do we do? Oh, we just put you on 3 more months of antibiotics. And I
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
okay, so that does not work. I was like, I'm not signing up for that program. So I took a prescription and I went home. I never filled it. I never took one antibiotic ever. I jumped on Buhner's protocol for 6 months. I cut out all vices, all things in the body, and started just researching how to help boost the immune system, et cetera, et cetera. A good friend of mine, who you also know through the quantum field, Jim Laird, teaches about working out and the sun and all of that. He's a good friend of mine I've had for 20 years, and he's always kind of put me on the right path of things like paleo dieting, working out, and strength training for women, right? We just didn't know the light story. And so we were catching up during my Lyme story, and I told him what was happening, and he's like, hey, he's like, I just recently got turned on to Jack Cruz's work, and I think he's got some information on Lyme in one of his blogs. He's like, Jackie, we were right about everything as far as, you know, food and exercise. He was like, but we were missing the light story. And I was like, okay. And I knew that Jim would never steer me wrong. You know, he never had. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out. You know, I started listening to some podcasts. Sounded really interesting. Obviously, it resonates with you, right? It's nature. But at the time in my head, I was like, well, I work on horses outside. Like, I get outside, I ride horses. I was never seeing the sunrise, though. was never
Right.
eating
Most people never
breakfast.
are. Yep.
Right. I was doing intermittent fasting and not eating until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, only having coffee and tea in the morning, which is like ramping through the cortisol, right? So basically what happened is I used the natural protocol to heal the Lyme disease. So in 6 months, I went back and retested and it came back negative. So I had killed Lyme. It has come back negative ever since. We used to do blood work every year. Now I just don't even do any blood work at all. So the Lyme was killed, but even in that 6 months, when we did my initial blood work to find that the Lyme was gone, everything else was on the floor. Hormones were on the floor, thyroid was on the floor, my libido was on the floor. I didn't still feel right. I was still bloated, kind of, and inflammatory. So, of course, in the normal medical realm, what do they want to do? I want to put you on thyroid medication. I want to put you on replacement hormones. And she said, and you're going to be on those for the rest of your life. And I was like, I'm 35. Like, no.
And here's the thing, like I don't think a lot of people know about thyroid meds. They can cause osteoporosis, they can cause atrial fibrillation. Like
Yes.
no, there's no informed consent going on when it comes to thyroid medication. It's just like, here, take this. It's going to help you lose weight and have more energy and feel better. And not to say that people never need those meds, but it's not going to fix the underlying issue. It's not a root cause fix to go on a thyroid medication unless you've had your thyroid actually removed. And that's a different set of
That's
circumstances,
a
right?
whole, yes.
But like that. It's rampant, like women on these medications, and I don't think they've ever been given any informed consent about possible risks and side effects, you know?
The informed consent is such a huge thing. That's why I'm on my soapbox. I'm even on a regular basis. And I think,
Same.
probably if she would have come to me and approached it from like, well, you're gonna need this and let's retest in 60 days or 90 days and then come back. But when she was just like, nope, you need this and you need it for the rest of your life, I was like, I don't ever sign up for that. Like, I don't believe that, especially at 35, like
35.
even when I'm 80, about to kick the can, maybe. But by then I'm gonna be like, screw it, like, life is short. So when she said that, I was like, okay, no, I'm not signing up for that program at all. I had already been into Cruz's work a little bit, and I remember this quantum model. I still remember it. I teach it in my seminars to people. There's a little quantum model meme that he has where it's the light, water, and magnetism. And inside those three pillars, there's gut, and then cortisol, and then thyroid, and then hormones in one, two, three, and four. And that's literally how it cascades and how it falls apart. So if I was already over here with my hormones on the floor, that meant I had a thyroid issue and a cortisol issue, but mainly a gut issue, right? So if you were to fix the gut, when we find out that all your hormones come from there anyways, your T cells, everything, then everything else should fall back into place and come back up, was my thought process. But to heal the gut, then what do you do? Well, I'd already heard about and the sun and getting out in the light. And so I was like, I've spent thousands in naturopaths and supplements and vitamins and the doctors and all these things. They've worked, but never fixed the root cause, right? And I was like, okay, this light train is free. I just have to see the sunrise, change a couple things. So I decided to take 30 days, and the only things I was going to do was get up every morning and walk my dogs for 30 minutes at sunrise before light, before food, before coffee, before anything, and then try to make my nights darker, right? Like, those are just the first two things I was going to do.
Basics.
Yes. I tell you what, within 2.5 weeks of walking to see the sunrise, number one, I kept wanting to wake up and do it because in the beginning, it's hard, right? Number two, definitely could feel some more energy through the day in general. And number three, the biggest thing, my stomach started to growl at 3 weeks. This is something that was a. Okay, so I had started getting hungry after like 3 weeks in the morning. Now that's when I was like, something physiologically just changed in my body that hadn't happened in 30 years. So I was like, okay, there is something to this. I'm going to keep going. And basically, so long story short, I've now been on this path for almost 5 years of changing my light life. And not only did my hormones come back up and my thyroid came back up and my cortisol came back up, I now eat breakfast every morning, which is the most important meal of the day. I never used to believe that, right? And so now, about to turn 40, I have more energy, more libido. My brain spits and fires out like a Ferrari, which I never had through school or college in my 20s and 30s, like I've never had before. And so it's so exciting. And that's literally all that I changed. Yeah, there's some biohacking of cold plunges and this and that, but truly just changing the light stuff, getting my phone out of my back pocket, which was there every day for years, right, with no protection, turning off the Wi-Fi at night, getting good sleep. Like, those are all the small, simple things that just exploded my life. And as I know you've experienced, then it's like you have to share this light message. You have to do it. So I also got certified with Quantum Biology Collective. And so I don't use it to do consultations because I still love my day job of working with horses. But while I got the certification and was changing things in my life, number one, I took a vacation to Tulum, Mexico to sit on the beach for 2 weeks. And as I was sitting on the beach, I got a direct download into my brain of my product idea, which we'll get into today. And so that came from changing my light life as well. There's a whole spiritual connection to this too, that
100%, a hundred
was
percent.
amazing, amazing. And then I really did start looking at my industry and I was like, oh wow, the animals, like they're just as sick as we are, and they're staying indoors just like we are, sometimes worse. And most people wouldn't think that for horses. Most people, especially if you're not a horse person, you would think, oh, they're out galloping the fields with a whole herd of other horses and enjoying being a horse. Like on the performance side, they're inside a stall, inside a box, almost 24/7, or for a couple of hours outside. Like it's not enough. And they're all starting to have increases and abundance of diseases and diagnoses that never existed 100 years ago, just like us. And that you don't see in wild animals out in the wild compared to our domesticated versions. And so I was like, oh, there's this whole light story on the animal side as well. And so that's kind of my whole story of where we've gotten into, how I got introduced to light, how I healed myself with it. I do teach the Light Shapes Life story to local seminars and yoga groups here. That will start to decrease as I really build up the new business and bring it to the animal industry. But my mission to bring it to the animal industry is a twofold mission. I certainly hope that while I'm teaching the owners of their pets about light and changing their light life for their animals, I also hope that the owner goes, wait a tick, I'm also an animal. I also need to go outside more. And yes, that is my goal and mission in life now to complete by bringing the light story to the animal industry.
I mean, I think a lot of people that kind of get into the circadian stuff and the quantum stuff, they're like, wait a minute, when I go outside to lay in the sun and ground, my dog comes with me. My dog comes with me every time, you know? And then when she's had enough sun, she goes and lays in the shade to get her near infrared and
Yes.
make your subcellular melatonin and still get the benefits, but just sitting in the shade, right? And so, and even animals around red light therapy panels. My dog, she doesn't ever like look straight into it, but she'll just come cuddle up next to me whenever I'm doing red light therapy. And I think, and I have so many clients, the same thing. Like my animals are coming with me. They love the circadian lifestyle. They want to be out at sunrise. They obviously love grounding because that's, I mean, that's even more natural to an animal. They are supposed to be outside connected to the earth. But what we do, because we're so smart, is take them out of that natural environment to quote unquote keep them healthy and safe, right?
Yes, exactly.
So number one, you want to help the owners and the pets. And what does that actually look like in the framework of what you're hoping to do?
Well, so of course, as you realize with any new information or science or all this that we're trying to bring, there's always going to be the roadblocks of just there hasn't been enough education out there. There's also been maybe education against even what we're trying to teach and tell about. And so sometimes when there's catastrophe or tragedy or bad things happening, it can really open up the opportunity for an answer or a fix or a quote unquote cure. I don't really like using that word so much, but we also see with the sun that we can heal a lot, right? And we can thrive and become optimized. So the idea that came to me when I was sitting on a beach in Tulum for 2 weeks was, is there a red light therapy device that animals can use? Is something in existence? And technically, a blanket had actually come to my mind because we use blankets to throw over horses for winter or when it's raining, or fly sheets to protect them against bugs, especially down here in Louisiana. And so you would just do the same thing for dogs as well. And so when I first started researching it, there was not actually like a blanket in mind. There are lasers that the veterinary industry already does use, cold level lasers. And then there are a couple of companies right now too that already make red light therapy devices in like a pad form. It might just be the size of like a mouse pad or a notebook or something, and you can use it on just very isolated, specific areas of the body, a leg or a hip or a shoulder, the neck, right? For me, coming from my 13 years of working on body work, number one, I know that we need to treat the body as a whole. Everything's connected, right? Everything's communicating together. And then between my experience of getting Lyme disease and also using sunlight and red light therapy in conjunction to heal, in that research, it already talks to you about as much surface area as you can touch with light, the better healing and integration of that light energy into the mitochondria and into the body is going to take place. So having something full body would be better. Well, even in the horse industry, there's a company that sells these things called solariums, and it's basically this big, huge thing that hangs from the ceiling, tons of red and infrared light bulbs that are in them, and shines down onto the horse. Well, there's a couple problems there. Number one, they're like $10,000, so they're a huge investment. Number two, they are this big, huge case thing that hangs from the ceilings. You're not mobilizing that and taking it to horse shows and road trips. And if the horse goes somewhere else, you're not going to be able to move that. And number three, in the research that I've found with red light therapy, as you guys even know for humans, there is a dosage that comes in with how much distance you have away from the light, right? And with animals, they've got fur. So there's even a thicker layer there as far as like a reflectory response, and then having contact and non-contact. Those lights up there basically being 3, 4, 6 feet away from the horse, there's not much happening with the light. There's going to be reflections coming off of the hair, and they're not actually getting the deeper penetration. And I think most of those solariums now are only using one or two wavelengths as well, because in red light therapy, most of it's only been based off of 850 and 660 nanometers. So when I was doing all of that research, I found out, okay, well, if you had something contact, which is where the pads do come into place and help, because then that's going to have the deeper penetration. But from my bodywork experience, I said, no, we need a whole blanket, because also, even from the quantum perspective, if our dogs and horses are staying more indoors like the humans are, since we're spending 93% of our time indoors, and we have a general chronic inflammation in the whole body because of that, that means the animals do too. So, yeah, it's great if you can do a shoulder or a neck or a hip. It's not enough. They need a whole lot more light, just like we do. They're very light deficient as well, especially the red light spectrums. So, if you bring in these blankets, now it's going to actually touch the whole entire body. I've attached belly bands so that actually touches like the ventral line, so getting our gut into the sun to heal. We're also going to be able to do that for the horses and dogs by having a belly band. Plus, if you have dogs, you know, there's going to be spay and neuter scars, there's going to be C-section scars, maybe a bloat surgery or any type of stomach abdominal surgery. Horses are the same. They have a colic surgery that can happen with them when they have stomach upsets and their intestines get in trouble. They're also going to have castration on male horses and any type of muscle tears or adhesions or fascia problems. And as we know, on the quantum perspective, the sunlight has a lot to do with our collagen elasticity, our muscle integrity, right? And from my business of doing horses as a body worker, I already know that the number one common complaint for our performance animals are musculoskeletal issues. You know, being ridden with a human on top of them and tack and being asked to do all kinds of crazy things, dogs, agility dogs, military dogs. So there's definitely a lot of musculoskeletal issues that I know our blankets are going to be able to provide relief. There's studies out now that show these that red light therapy actually has an analgesic response, so it can take away pain. Even better than NSAIDs. Like, there's an actual study now showing that red light therapy worked better. It's one of the most amazing studies I've recently come across. They used mice, and the mice, they ended up being able to like make a tear in the muscles, so there was injury. And they had three groups. They had the control group that got nothing. They had another group that got red light therapy and NSAIDs. So if you think of like your ibuprofen, or on the animal side, it's a couple of different things like butbantamine. And then they had a group that only got red light therapy. So of course, the control group took the longest to heal and recover. There was scar tissue, et cetera. The group that did get the red light therapy and the NSAIDs healed faster than the control group. But the group that did the best was the group that only got red light therapy. Because now the kidney and the liver doesn't have to metabolize that medication. The gut either. It can cause inflammation and ulcer and acid work in the guts as well when you're giving a bunch of NSAIDs, just like ibuprofen or aspirin can do to us. So it's a really phenomenal study. And there's a lot more red light studies on the market for, muscular performance, healing, wound healing, scar healing, hair regrowth. When I tell new clients about the product and trying to teach them about red light therapy, I never used to like any particular supplement that said we're the end all cure all, right? Light and darkness combined are truly almost the answer there, right? And I'm like, I don't think there's anything that we can't try with red light. And the nice things with the blankets, it's LED technology. So when you compare that to your lasers that you can get from your veterinarians, okay, lasers work. All light therapy works because light is powerful. But with lasers, it's such a concentrated amount of light that it's very, very strong. So yes, it can work quickly. But number one, lasers are not going to be able to get into like the owner's hands. They're
They're
$10,000
expensive.
and
I know. I
they're
just bought
super
one for my
expensive.
daughter and it was like,
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Let's talk about protein because it is so important that our bodies get enough protein. But a problem I see as a clinician is that people will increase their protein and they will begin to have digestive issues. This is because your body can only absorb protein that's been broken down into smaller building blocks called amino acids. If you cannot break down and digest this protein due to a sufficient supply of enzymes, your muscles and your body will be starving for those vital building blocks. This is why it can be very helpful to take a high quality enzyme. The one that I have been using and trusting myself is called MassZymes by Bioptimizers. MassZymes is a full spectrum enzyme formula with more protease than other commercially available enzymes with five different kinds. Plus, it contains all the other key enzymes you need for optimal digestions. You can try it today risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. Go to bioptimizers.com/Sarah Kleiner and use the promo code SKW for 10% off.
Number two, they are powerful. So if you're not educated on them or don't know what you're doing, you
Be
can
careful.
blow holes and burn through tissue, which you don't want to do. And number three, if you're gonna go to your vet or have your vet come to them, we need to be doing more light therapy, right? More than what we're already even doing. So can you afford to have your vet or go to your vet 4 days a week, 5 days a week? Also, that's a logistical nightmare. Who has time for that? So the great thing about the blankets are it is the LED technology, right? So LEDs are not strong enough to cause damage, but they're strong enough to cause a physiological effect in the body. You just have to figure out your dosage and timing, which there's plenty of that research now on the market that I've been able to incorporate that into the blankets and the prototypes. And now I've been testing it on clients, on dogs before we launch, obviously, to be able to prepare and have all of that. So, the LEDs are really going to be able to bring that red light therapy home to the owners and make it accessible, easy, user-friendly, and you can't cause any harm. There's never been any cases of overdose usage or harm caused by LEDs at all.
And this is for, so I know you're doing horses, but I know I have a lot of listeners that have dogs as well as cats. Are you going to be able to have products for those people as well, or is it just for horses right now?
No, actually, we're going to launch with dog blankets first, mainly because, yes, it's a larger market to reach to. Also, the dog blankets are cheaper and easier to make. Like, they're pretty much ready to go now. On the horse market, it's a much larger product to make. It's a lot more expensive. And also, just coming from so many years in the horse market, like, it needs to be like creme de la crop ready to go when it's ready. So the horse blanket will not be ready to launch yet. I will be able to offer horse bell boots and horse leg wraps early on. Those are already ready to go. So those will be able to help the legs, the knees, the hocks. You can put the bell boot everywhere on the body pretty much. The horse blankets are probably 6 months or so out. So those will take a little bit longer. So the dog blankets will be first. We're going to have sizes from extra small to extra large. And then each one of those price points are a little different because of the size. That's what we're launching with first. And then, yes, I've had recently a lot of requests about cats. And I'm like,
Right.
okay, I've got to take care of
I
all
had
of
to
these.
ask because I know I got a lot of cat people out
Yes.
there.
And so, like 2 months ago, I was like, okay, what am I going to do for cats? And I'm like, I don't know a lot of cats that will wear clothes. I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sure they
true.
do. But I don't think every cat is going to be comfortable. And I was like, and how do you measure for that? Cats are so
Right.
different in sizes and stuff. So,
Yeah.
what I've come up with is it's in development now and getting pricing now so that when we do launch with the dog blankets, I'll be able to come out with the cat option pretty quickly behind. It's going to be a pad, basically, that's going to be able to fit
And lay
into
on
like a
it.
bed or a kennel
Okay.
because cats are really cool about laying on stuff, especially when they're happy about it. You see cats lay out in the sun all the time.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
think most cat people have some type of a kennel or carrier because if you got to take your cat to the vet, that's usually what they're going in. Dogs are kind of more free. Most people will put cats in a carrier. So I'm kind of, checking measurements and what's kind of a standard size of a carrier. And so the pad's just going to fit straight into that. And then that
Nice.
way, like your cat can either lay on a couch on it, or if they're kind of weird about it in the very beginning, we'll just put it in the kennel floor, put them in the kennel, and then they'll get used to it. The animals are amazing because compared to humans, they're much more sensitive, sentient beings. Within a minute, Sarah, of putting the blankets on them, like you start to see their eyes start to get droopy. They'll start
Oh.
like licking and chewing or yawning, or they'll walk around and kind of like lay down and rest with it. And the cool thing about coming out with like a blanket, so for the dog, you're going to look at it and be like, that's a jacket. But I wanted to call them blankets because we use blanket terminology in horses, but it's
Sure.
basically a jacket, So it's completely wireless, which is wonderful because,
Oh,
you're
yeah.
putting on a moving animal, number one.
Right.
Number two, I didn't want any type of wires attached for that reason of them moving, but also I really wanted to make sure the non-native EMFs were like
Yes.
zero.
Low. Yeah. Yeah.
So as
Yeah.
long as it's not plugged into the wall, we don't have any type of non-native EMF issues for the dog and horses. That basically means it's a rechargeable lithium battery. So that's super user friendly for the owners. You just
Yes.
press the on and off button. It's got a 15-minute timer that's going to deliver 10 joules per centimeter squared to the animal within that 15-minute time period. I'll be able to produce protocols on my website of like if you've got a cut or a surgery or a wound, we may say you need to do that twice a day, every day for 2 weeks, and then we go down to one day. There will be different protocols there. If you're just using it for like maintaining good health and like optimizing your health, once a day or once every other day is actually fine. You want to give the body time to integrate that light therapy before you hit it again.
Agree.
Again, in the studies, there's nothing that has ever shown like overdose or harm, but you can get to like a plateau where you're not receiving any more beneficial therapy from the light. And so that's why sometimes, like, if you don't have a surgery or anything going on, you could probably just do it once every other day and it would just be fine to actually be able to maintain and optimize health. But if we look at the conditions that are, affecting the animals right now, like they need a lot of light, a lot of light.
Yeah, I'm curious. Like, there's so many dogs now, unfortunately, that have all these kind of cancers and degenerative issues, tumors, things like that. How do you think this could benefit those animals, or do you think they could benefit those animals?
The answer is going to be yes, because that light obviously heals and helps the mitochondria, and the mitochondria
Right.
is what leads our ultimate, longevity and health outcomes for both us and our animals. Yeah, so some of the statistics, just even on dogs alone, as we've been researching it, bless you,
Thank you.
1 in 4 dogs now are going to be diagnosed with cancer. There's 78 million dogs that we know of by the analytics that I've researched in the United States alone. So that's very sad numbers. On top of that, osteoarthritis is something that really causes a lot of issues to pets. And I
Yes.
actually did not know this statistic until just recently. 46% of all dogs, of all ages, of all breeds, have some form of osteoarthritis, and
Wow.
usually starting within their second year of their life. That's like, wait, what? They're 2 years old and they have osteoarthritis? Now, as far as what you and I know about the calcium channels on the quantum perspective, if our 2-year-old puppy dog that we've had since 8 weeks is constantly around Wi-Fi and not getting outside, what's
Right.
happening to the calcium in the bones and why are they forming osteoarthritis at 2? And we could talk about water and food quality and all that, of course,
Yeah,
too.
that's important,
They
definitely, because I
all
know
play
we'll get
roles.
those comments. But yeah, good
But
raw
we
foods
know
diet.
that the light story is really the foundation there. So
Yeah.
already I know with the red light therapy, what's nice about this being the ultimate supplement, really, that's going to be our little slogan for the company, is the red light is going and communicating with the mitochondria to make its energy, make its water, and make its heat to already start and kickstart the innate powers that our body already has to heal itself naturally. No other
Yes.
drugs, no other supplements, no other injections, right? And so if you take a horse, a dog, or a horse that has arthritis, that red light therapy can actually make its way all the way down to the bone and to the joint capsule and start making more hydration and more energy in those areas to supplement and feel better. Now, you have a dog that's, 10 years old, they might be bone on bone. Yeah, they're pretty far to where we're not probably going to reverse any of that. But they're probably on tons of NSAIDs and steroids and specific food and veterinary treatments. And it's like that's expensive. And it's a huge load then on the kidney and livers to metabolize those steroids and those NSAIDs. So if they could use the blanket instead, and it's already going to give you pain relief, hydration, and better mobility to maintain the life and quality of that dog's life, why not? So I think it's going to be a really great supplement as well to bring in for conditions that already exist, or as I begin to teach this light story to the animal industry and their owners to already start even from preventative. Now, I am probably going to be a bad businesswoman because I'm also going to tell people get your animals outside more, which is free. But I also know that the modern world is not going anywhere. And I also know that there's plenty of animals that already have conditions that need help. And so, yeah, the osteoarthritis, the cancer, cancer is just where the cells have gone in and been mutated because the circadian rhythms are all out of check. There's already research articles on dogs and horses having circadian rhythms for the proof that people need. And that we need to get that back in check too, because they're diurnal animals just like we are. They're not nocturnal. So they need to have those light and dark cycles as well just to be healthy. And so that's why I still want to bring the educational component from my company with this, but also offering a solution to the problems that we have occurring right now.
I love that. That's so exciting and so cool. And it's funny, a good friend of mine, her dog was only 2 years old and was told by the vet, this dog is like riddled with cancer, probably only has a few weeks left to live. And she said, no. She put the dog on a raw food carnivore diet and started doing red light therapy with the dog every single day. And that was like 2 years ago. And the dog is like four now and she's thriving and doesn't have cancer anymore. And I'm
Oh,
like,
I just got chills. That's
isn't that
awesome.
wild? It's like we,
Yes.
it's just so sad. And we, people, we have a dog. We also have, my daughter's like a lot of special needs, and I have a toddler. And so people love their pets and we love our dog, but sometimes it's like not, we can't do everything we want to do for our pets, So if I could get something like this for my dog, and we do the best with her, with her food and getting special food for her. It's yeah, I think it'd be a wonderful thing that people could do to supplement. And the other thing about, my dog goes outside all the time with us, walks and gets walks in the morning, goes out in the midday, gets out at sunset, just loves to play in the yard. But there's something to be said about a therapeutic application, because I think a lot of people, naysayers of red light therapy, oh, you could just go outside in the sun. You could just go outside in the sun. I'm like, well, yeah, and you should. You absolutely should. But if you have a problem and something that needs a therapeutic dose, you can't get that same amount of a therapeutic dose from just going outside, right?
Yes. And as I'm sure as you know, because you actually are consulting and working one-on-one with clients and people, at least with people, they're talking back to you and can tell you, I feel this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But you still realize there's so much of a lack of education about light in general. So, even in my work as body workers, when I used to get new clients that had never used body work on their horses before, and we were finding issues from a bad fitting saddle or bad shoes or bad riding from the owner, some of these owners just want to break down because, of course, your pets are your family and you love them and you fall in love with them and they don't verbally talk to us, right? And so the owners feel very like powerless because they're like, well, I want to do my best, but I don't know everything, and they don't talk to you in certain ways. And so they're so grateful when they can find somebody like me that comes in and can feel the body and kind of tell you what's going on, and then they see the improvements. So I think it will be so nice that we can offer something where the owner feels it's safe. They will start to see the effects because, as you and I know, there's nothing stronger and faster than light. Like, I got hungry in 3 weeks after 30 years of not feeling hungry, right? Just by seeing the sunrise. And yeah, people's schedules are crazy. So yeah, the sun might be really great and they can get their dog out maybe in the middle of the day. But what about the red light in the morning? What about the red light
That's when
in the
it's the
afternoon? Like,
strongest.
they miss that concentration of that red and infrared that's really supposed to be the initial healing and recovery process and timing of the clocks too. So we can't forget how important that is. And I do think that the blankets are going to be able to help that so much and just even start teaching this idea about light because, lasers have been around since the early, late 60s, early 70s. And there's even still vets now that don't give it a ton of credit. And you'll find owners that are like, okay, you're going to shine this flashlight of light on my horse's leg and it's going to do something. So I think you and I, we still know in the light story, it's something where it's like people don't believe that it could be something so simple to actually work. And I actually think that's our biggest roadblock in this
I agree. I totally
territory.
agree. Because
Yeah,
people
because
are like, oh, you
it's
want me to wear blue blockers and
yeah.
that's gonna do what? Like,
Yeah.
yes, please just do it. Just
My lights at night do what to me? And it's like, actually, in the animal industry, it should prove to people that we've been causing physiological effects on our bodies for a long time. We use light on female horses to actually bring them into heat to get bred early in the year when they're not supposed to naturally be in heat to get bred. So you're causing a physiological effect in the body by light. Like that's the only thing we change. We do it in big ag with chickens and cows so that they can produce more milk or produce more eggs or be more fertile. So like we're already showing on the animal side for decades now that we've been using light to
And
change
manipulate
physiological processes.
hormones.
Yeah. So when people are like, light's not that big a deal. We've been having light bulbs for forever, right? But like everything has changed now to only that blue white wavelength, and it is causing physiological changes. Just like the sun can then cause physiological changes in your body as well, right? So yeah, there's definitely some education coming, but I'm really excited for our future, and I'm really excited for the animal industry as well to bring this information and to bring some help because I think in the modern world of things now too, I think people are seeing that our systems are not working anymore.
They are. They're open to the idea that things are not working. People are getting sicker and sicker, and even this like alternative model of supplements and all these types of things are sometimes providing some relief for people, but I see some people it makes them worse. And so they're like, okay, what can I do that has nothing to do with like ingesting something that can help? And the light story is that's it. When you learn about it, when you study it and you understand how to apply it therapeutically, it all makes sense, right? And you feel a difference really quickly. Like I think people are like you, like they're shocked. They're like, wait a minute. Like I had a lady, she did an interview on my channel and she stopped having hot flashes. She's having these horrible hot flashes. She was doing everything else I told her to do, but thought the blue blockers were stupid. So she just didn't do them. And she started doing the blue blockers and the hot flashes stopped within just like a few days. And she was like,
In that.
okay, that's very wild.
Yeah. It's really, really wild. Like, yeah, light, I say it again and again in my seminars too, and when I'm going to be talking to clients, like light is literally the strongest and fastest natural energy source we have in existence in the universe. You can Google that, you can look it up. I mean, we have lasers that cut steel, we have lasers that open up bodies for surgery, we have lasers that correct, supposedly correct eyesight, right? But like that's all just light. It's only using light, and that's how powerful that it truly is, which means that it can have either harmful effects or positive effects because of the
Agree.
strength.
Agree. And then the importance of darkness, that's the other thing that people completely ignore that as you've mentioned several times in this conversation that, blue light at night. That was one of those things people used to say to me, and I would roll my eyes. I'm like, oh God, whatever. But then actually, when you look at the data, like, wait a second, this is legit. This is something that's a big, big issue.
Yes.
that I think it's low hanging fruit for many people. Get some blackout curtains,
Yes.
unplug your Wi-Fi, because that's a light form that your pineal gland can sense, but you can't necessarily see. Like there's layers to it, but it's not overly complicated.
No, not at all. And actually, I think when people start taking themselves away from it and then they get exposed again, right? So a lot of my friends or
Oh,
my clients that
yes.
have tried this, they're like, okay, I got used to the blue blocking glasses and I'm falling asleep so fast and sleeping so well. And then they'll come to me because they went on vacation
They
or went
forgot
to
their
visit some family
glasses.
and take their stuff, right? And they're like, oh my God, Jackie, they're lights. They hurt my eyes and they hurt my head
Yes.
and I slept like crap and this and that. And I'm like, that will just show you now the differences in how it was. And I did a talk in front of a bunch of medical professionals for the very first time last week. I was so excited. And one of the ladies came up to me. She's like, you know, it's so funny. She's like, I have this dog. And she's like, for the longest time, we always used to like get together on the couch and kind of like sleep and cuddle. And we'd maybe watch a movie or something. And she's like, I'm telling you, for the last like 3 months now, when I'm sitting on the couch, if I turn on the TV and it's later at night, the dog gets up from the couch and goes into the bedroom and goes to sleep on the bed. I'm like, you don't think that that dog knows he doesn't want to be shined with all that blue light from that
Right.
TV?
It's
They know.
true.
They so know.
They
And
do.
usually, you know, we've heard crews say this, and of course, I tell clients too, and there's been plenty of people I've met through the quantum community. Your animals really are your canary in the coal mine.
They
Like,
are.
they're
I
so much
agree.
more sensitive. So if they start having health issues, that's kind of a red flag for you to be paying attention to your own health.
Yep.
There was one lady in particular when I first got into the community. Now, she was pretty electrosensitive in general. Like she could feel like the electricity in the walls, and like if she held onto like anything that was plugged into the wall, like a vacuum cleaner or something, like she couldn't do it. She couldn't even hold the phones. But
Wow.
anyways, her and her husband had built this dream home before they knew anything about quantum. They built this beautiful dream home. They had their dog. It didn't take long. About 8 months into living there, her dog came down with a really aggressive tumor and
Oh my
cancer.
gosh.
And then she came
Wow.
in with breast cancer maybe 6 months after. And
Wow.
I forget exactly how she got into Cruise and the quantum work, but luckily she did. And so they brought a building biologist out to their house. Well, their smart meter was directly behind their bed.
Oh
And
God.
she slept there, and the dog slept on the floor next to her. So they literally, and the electric company wouldn't change it. She was even like, I have cancer. Like, you need to change this. So they wouldn't. So they sold their house and moved. They're still
Wow.
alive. Like, they made it. But that was just one example where I was like, oh, wow. Okay. You know, noted.
Yeah. I think people have no idea. Like it's insidious, and living in the city is some of the worst, because there's some of it that you just can't escape. Like there's only so much you can really do.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, we've done our best here, and I had to like get a ton of blackout curtains for every sleeping room, because the blue light coming into the bedrooms at night, and then the little sockets on the walls had green little lights, and I was like,
Oh
oh my.
yeah.
And then somebody slipped up to me and told me, like, our tree person was like, oh yeah, the woman who lived here before you had got cancer. I was like, yeah, I can totally see that with the way she had things set up. Like there's just blue light coming in at night everywhere, and I've had to like redo the electrical. I'm like, yeah,
Oh,
so
yeah, I
yeah
totally get that. Yeah,
yeah
so even for a couple people listening, if they don't already know from obviously the tips that you've been teaching, but you know, I never have my Wi-Fi connected at all
Mm-mm.
unless I'm using it like I am now. And even now with my laptop, I have it hardwired with a
I've got
cord.
this hardwired. Yeah.
So, because my dogs are home when I'm gone during the day working, so I don't want them to be exposed to that Wi-Fi exposure all day long while I'm gone. Like, you don't need your Wi-Fi connected when you're not in your house, so just don't have
Right.
it plugged in. Or if you think you're going to forget to have it unplugged or plugged in, you can get those little Christmas tree light timers and you can set it to, you know,
Those are
come on
great.
at a certain time, go off at a certain time. So that's a really quick, easy fix. You know, again, at night, trying to make your nights dark, you're also trying to do that for your animals, you know, so incandescent light bulbs or just going dark in the house with a, you know, I have a little headlamp that has a red light option on it. And so I'll use that sometimes to walk around the house if it's late. Any type of, you know, red light or I have a little red night lights in the bathrooms or hallways. Those are super helpful.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just making sure that your dog is, or your animals, your dog and your cats are just getting some type of natural light. You know, we always see them go lay by a window or go lay in the sun.
Always.
We don't ever have to tell wild animals how to be healthy. They already know what to eat, what to do. And even when they get too hot in the middle of the day in the sun, they still go and get under shade just to cool themselves off, but they're still outside. And what most people don't realize is, just like us, we need cholesterol to make our vitamin D from the UVB signals in the middle of the day. The animals are actually the same. They secrete a sebum through their hair. Like if you see like your cats and dogs licking and grooming themselves all the time, that's actually how they ingest that sebum. It's made from cholesterol, and that gets converted into vitamin D. But the body doesn't get the signal to make the sebum unless they're out in UVB. So the research that I've read, there's not much in the animal industry, obviously, on this quantum perspective, but dogs need anywhere between 4 to 6 hours of daylight, and horses need somewhere between 6 to 10 to make enough vitamin D to keep them healthy. So I can tell you, most modern dogs and horses are not getting even close to that amount of time.
No, definitely
And
not.
sometimes, like with horses, or even maybe with dogs, if you're gone all day long, your dog's only going out late afternoon or late evening. And so it never got any of the light in the middle of the day. Same with horses. Like here in the summertime, with it getting hot in Louisiana, performance horses, they want their coats to be shiny and dark. So they'll leave horses in their stalls during the day. So they get none of that bright light during the day. And then they only go out at night. And so we're actually doing the backwards flip, where we should have it the other way around and like not care about really what the coat looks like. It's going to be healthy with getting the right sunlight. And again, horses are dealing with lots of musculoskeletal issues too. There's horses now being diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, both dogs, cats, and horses are dealing with metabolic issues as far as getting fat. Like we literally have obese animals. I don't even know how. I mean, we know how that's
Oh, we
possible now.
know.
But it shouldn't be acceptable, right? So in the research, 60% of all cats are obese, 56% of all dogs are obese, and horses, they're ranging somewhere around 30%. There's 7 million horses in the United States. But I've never seen an obese wild dog, and I've never seen an
No.
obese wild horse,
No.
right? And so they're getting these metabolic issues where they're now put on thyroid medication too. They're kept off of grass, but still fed grain. They might have lights on at night in their barn because they do night check or feeding at night. So the horses are not getting sleep. If you go to any of the competing centers where they have horses, it is bright fluorescent light bulbs on 24/7, Sarah. So these horses are not sleeping so that they can perform well the next day, right? Muscle tears, you name it, they're getting all of the modern chronic diseases and illnesses that us as humans are also getting, and they're having an artificially indoor lit lifestyle as well.
It's a shame. Well, hopefully we can get this podcast out to lots of people and get your name out there and what you're trying to do, because I think it is crucial for animal health. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people are passionate about is animals, because they are just so wonderful. You know, like there's like, you don't love animals, like, I don't know if we can be friends. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I don't know how people don't have animals. I'm like, they're so amazing. They're funny.
They're
They give so much good
sweet.
entertainment. They give such unconditional love.
They
Like, they're
do. They
amazing.
do. Our dog has put up with my daughter just being awful and my son going through his like
Oh, yeah.
babyhood. And, now my son's good with the dog and will like pet her gently, but, and I would be really protective of the dog around the baby. But every
Yes.
now and then the baby would like just torture her and she'd just kind of cry and like wince. I'm like, and she's just so sweet and gentle. Like she's just such a great dog, So they are, animals are wonderful. And anything we can do to get this kind of education and information out, I think is so crucial. So anyone who's listening and they're like, okay, I'm sold. Like, please, what do I do? Where do I go? Like, how can they find you? How can they get in contact with you or this, the work that you're doing, these blankets that you're putting out? What are the next steps for that?
Well, go ahead, since you'll be the first podcast that I've been able to do this for. I will show you guys real quick if you're watching the podcast. I just grabbed my extra small because it'll fit into the frame better. But this is basically the extra small dog blanket. So you have a collar here that's going to come up behind the cervicals and the skull. And I'm actually going to be providing 5 wavelengths in my blanket. So it's going to be a better full spectrum idea behind Tina Carew's research from Russia, of bringing that full spectrum of red and near infrared. So there'll be one wavelength that actually helps with like brain health and cervical spine kind of stuff. So you'll have that collar here on the dog, beautiful little logo. It's a full blanket that covers the dog. And then you'll see here there's a belly band that would wrap underneath. And then there's just a Velcro strap that comes up. Super easy on and off button. So when we turn it on, you will see here
Oh,
your red lights
lovely.
you can see. The ones you can't see are your infrared lights, right?
Yep,
And so that's
exactly.
the baby. It'll run for 15 minutes, turn off on its own. Most of the blankets are getting somewhere between 8 to 12 usages before needing to be recharged. And
Nice.
the charge button is just a USB cord, so super user-friendly. As far as
Cool.
moving forward in launching and releasing, we are going to do a soft launch by doing a Kickstarter program July 1st. So July 1st, the Kickstarter will go live, and I will be basically being able to pre-order your dog blanket, but I'm going to give you a significant amount off of the retail cost to put in that order because you're going to wait 4 to 6 months before everything comes in. So that's that big manufacturing inventory order. And I believe in the community coming together and supporting a self-funded, self-ran entrepreneur at the moment to get all of this going. So July 1st will be the Kickstarter, and we'll get all of that built up and going. And then once that inventory is being made, we'll actually launch the website, which is when I'll launch the horse leg wraps and bell boots and also the cat pad. So that'll be called Cat Soul. The blankets for the dogs are called Dog Soul, and the company is called Equisole for the horses. And so you can already find Equisole on your social media pages, both on Instagram and Facebook. We're already posting just some basic, educational information right now as far as what is red light and how can it help your animals and why are animals staying inside more, et cetera, et cetera. I do hope to start launching my own talk starting in June, to where I'll come on and start giving more detailed information like I did today on the podcast. There is a website that you can go to and already sign up with your email address now because my email subscribers get all of the first updates. They get some of the sneak peeks and some of the information that you can't find on social media. And so the website is www.equisol.life. So that's EQUISOL dot life, LIFE. And so you can go there now. There's just a landing page. You can put in your email. That way you'll get all of our emails that we send out. And I do not bombard anybody with tons of emails. It's one once a week just to give education and any new information that's coming out. And we will keep it that way. And the website should be done by the end of the month. So there'll be a lot of information and pictures. I've got a ton of case studies right now that are occurring and getting treatments. So we'll have a lot of that coming out. And I do plan in the future. I want to talk at conferences and horse shows and trade shows. And I want to actually produce true research behind these with horses and dogs. I have a theory from the human side of studies of red light therapy that there's a performance enhancement factor. So if we can make race horses run faster and agility dogs run faster, there's going to be a huge market for that. And then also, dogs have, or, sorry, horses have issues with colics. Like they'll get their stomach upset and they can have gas colics. And horses can't throw up. They don't have a regurgitation effect like we do or dogs do. So it can cause a lot of issues and they can sometimes have to go for surgery and get intestinal pieces cut out and all of that. I've had my horse blanket prototype on about 35 horses now, and I would say 30 out of the 35 all poop while they have it on.
Oh, nice.
So I'm really curious to see if a horse had just a basic like gas colic or a little bit of constipation. If we put the blanket on them for the 15 minutes and it makes them use the restroom, it's going to be huge. I mean, if they have a rupture or tear, they still have to go for surgery. There's no fixing that. But on the preventative and very easy way, instead of throwing a bunch of medications on them or having to tube them and all that, I think there could really be great benefit to that. So I have that nerdy scientific brain. Like I want to put research behind it. I want to test things out. So as we grow as a company, I plan to be able to do all of that because I also believe in transparency and integrity with companies. As you've seen now, there's like so many people that have red light therapy products and they're not testing their products for non-native EMFs. They're not testing them for the power wattages. They're just wanting to get in on the industry, and I don't believe in that. So if I'm going to bring healing to your animals, I'm going to do it the best way I know how to do it the right way. And so yeah, that's all the information. Come and check it out and get yourself a blanket for your pets.
I'm sign me up. I'm excited. And I'm definitely getting one for my dog.
Yay,
And
good.
just a question, you never know who's listening to the podcast. Are you ha taking on any investors that might want to
I
help
am
you?
looking.
You're looking. Okay, cool. So
Thank
if you're an
you.
investor, somebody who wants to help Jackie in this mission and get involved in her company, then reach out as well. And we'll have to have you back on once things are definitely up and running and going
Yeah.
closer towards like end of the year and see how it's going. 'Cause I think this is a really exciting product. I think a lot of people are really going to be interested and animals are definitely going to benefit. So,
Yeah, I'm
yay.
super excited. So yeah, thank you for letting me come on and give all that
Yeah.
information. And yeah, we'll definitely do an interview later. And I would love to see how your dog loves it too. They're a lot of fun to watch the responses of the animals. It's really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here.
Yes, thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate it, and look forward to being on again soon.
Absolutely.